Yo, this that real hip hop. That real hip hop. Real talk. Hip hop. Real talk. Hip hop. So I'm gonna bring it like this, like this, like this. I'm gonna tell them like this, like this, like this. I'm bold cause he boldly loved us, right? Right. I'm gonna tell them like this. I'm not here to hate. I'm not here to judge. Please don't mistake my statements as such. Remember when we used to have minds of our own? We didn't have to be subjected to the lies we were told. That time is of old. We're no longer on the same page. Not even in the same book. Barely in the same state. We used to be a nation under God. Now we're not. Kids used to have safe schools. Now they get shot. Children are reported. Women are reported lost. Marriage is distorted. Men are scared to bear a cross. The media's controlling us. The food we eat is poisonous. We're slaves to our convenience. We truly need the Lord Jesus. You call this my opinion? Not at all, it's not religion. I'm just offering some wisdom. Seek God in his dominion. All roads lead to him. How you meet him is the difference. You'll either meet him for judgment or meet him for forgiveness.
One time
for the God who reigns.
Two times
if you know his name.
Three times
if you hate his fame.
Four times
to spark the campaign. Go.
Why live your life like he does not exist? Why live your life like he does not exist? Why live your life like he does not exist?
You lose nothing if he doesn't. Have it all if he lives.
The universe is made of matter. This is all that does exist. Humans are just patterns and atoms of molecules that sit. I'll be consistent as I do confess this. The old morals and ethics are merely human inventions. These are all subjective. And as for anything intrinsic in the lives of humans, so far as value, worth, and meaning, these are false and stupid. And as for suffering in human lives, it's a viable option to give up life and commit suicide. Let's not be petty, most atheists would never say this, but that's because they can't live consistent with things they're saying. You can stare me in the eyes and tell me that my God is fake, but at the end of the day, your confession of your monstrous hate for God is just to cover up your shame and your horrific state. You're a walking corpse, a simple creature with the foulest traits. So please believe in Jesus Christ, fleet of wrath to come. Have hope in life, that life is found in God's beloved Son.
One time for the God who reigns.
Two times
if you know his name.
Three times
if you hate his fame.
Four times
to spark the campaign. Go.
Why live your life like he does not exist? Why live your life like he does not exist? Why live your life like he does not exist?
You lose nothing if he doesn't. Have it all if he lives.
Yo, every generation thinks they know better than the last. What's been true for thousands of years is now left in the past. You pass up the truth because now it's considered lies by bitter guys who minimize the scripts of God. Or you've seen some foolish Christians ranting and wilding out, being hateful, but the plain truth is that's anti what God's about. God is out to restore and reform what's broken. His love's profound and he poured it out before we broke into life. You might think highly of yourself, you're high up on the shelf, your pride is not on stealth. Or you might like to rebel, tick people off real well, and put them all through three hells. Regardless of your state, you need him and his gospel. I promise not to hate you if you believe it's not true. But why live your life like he does not exist? You lose nothing if he doesn't, but have it all cause he lives.
One time for the God who reigns.
Two times
if you know his name.
Three times
if you hate his fame.
Four times
to spark the campaign. Go.
Why live your life like he does not exist? Why live your life like he does not exist? Why live your life like he does not exist?
You lose nothing if he